News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Thousands of jobs are to be created in the manufacturing industry following the decision by Red Stripe to return production of its beer brewed for export to the U.S. market to Jamaica. Managing Director of Red Stripe, Ricardo Nuncio, is projecting that over 3,000 jobs will be created by the move. Spin-off economic opportunities will also be provided in agriculture as the company's demand for local cassava is set to increase. The decision to return beer production to Jamaica is part of wider plans by Red Stripe's parent company Heineken to grow the market share of the beer internationally.
There are huge opportunities for Red Stripe globally. We do believe that this brand can cross more borders than it currently has. Heineken operates in more than 70 countries across the world. Heineken brand is sold over 170 countries. So having a brand as iconic as Red Stripe will become a very nice fit for taking the brand to bigger places.
The company will be increasing its investment in the country as part of plans to ensure it remains competitive in the local market. The Ministry of Health will undertake the second and final phase of development at the Isaac Berant Center of Excellence in St. Thomas over the next 6 months at a cost of $63 million. Upgrading of the maternal and child health department and operating theater, as well as provision of a mobile X-ray unit, will be part of the work undertaken at the facility. Health Minister Horace Dalley, who signed the contract to carry out Phase 2 during a ceremony at the facility recently, said all will be done to ensure that the improvement works are completed on time and within budget.
I believe in the commitment of our Jamaican people. I believe that we can do it. We can improve the system. We have to improve it not just through infrastructure, but through our own attitude towards our people whom we serve.
The project is being financed by the National Health Fund and will include major construction, drainage, and electrical upgrades. The facilities at several early childhood, primary, and special needs schools across the island are set to be upgraded over the next 5 years at a cost of $15 million. The $15 million over 5 years project being carried out by Guardian General Insurance Jamaica Limited was officially launched in Kingston recently. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is commending the insurance company for the project.
The initiative that you are undertaking resonates with the ministry's policy prioritization of early childhood and special education. And the Ministry of Education would be pleased to collaborate with Guardian General as requested in informing schools across the island about the project criteria, as well as participating in the evaluation process.
Mountain View and Albantown Primary Schools in Kingston have already been selected to benefit from the initiative. And the Ministry of Education has advised that all schools will be closed at noon on Wednesday, February 24, and on Thursday, February 25, to facilitate Election Day activities. For those schools that will be used as polling stations on election day, principals are being asked to ensure that rooms and bathroom facilities assigned to the electoral office are cleared, cleaned, and all teaching aids removed. All other schools that are not assigned to election day activities should be closed. Schools will reopen on Friday, February 26. For those schools that will not be able to reopen on February 26, school administrators are being advised to immediately alert the respective regional directors. Meanwhile, the Education Ministry is advising teachers who will be serving on Election Day to submit a written request to the schools to which they are employed, seeking special approval to do so. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.